You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, here's a question for the panel, for our listeners this morning. What do you buy that makes you feel classy?
Classy. Or classy even AF. Superior, even. You feel just a little bit better about yourself, and you kind of like to brag about it to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to rack my brain this morning thinking about this, and I came up with two. I do like to splurge from time to time and get the organic bananas at Costco. They're roughly 30 cents more or so, but to see that organic label wrapped around them as they're sitting there on the conveyor belt and everyone's looking at you, and you're like, oh, yeah. I buy organic. Thank you very much.
Boy, those bananas won't turn brown for an extra 3 or 4 hours.
Dude, it's a funny thing. The organic ones go brown like crazy fast.
Oh.
It's like instant. As soon as you put them in the car, they're brown.
So you need to eat them on the way home.
They need to be preserved with the pesticides. The second thing is when you splurge and you get air-conditioned seats in your car. That is such a go-to flex, and you feel classy knowing that on those hot summer days, you can blow a little fresh air right up your poop chute. And, you know, when you're pointing things out to your friends after you buy a car, you're like, oh, yeah, it's got leather and, oh, yeah, you know,
ventilated seats.
Like, then you kind of throw it in there. You're like, ah, the seats are air conditioned, too. And they're like, oh, well. So those are my two.
I think ventilated seats, they kind of bother me for some reason.
Oh, I like them. I love a good chilled anus, Dom. It feels really good.
I like heated seats, but there's something about the ventilated ones that just not, is
it's
off.
Unsettling to you?
I don't know what it is.
All right.
You can have mine.
Okay.
Two things that I buy that make me feel superior or classy. Okay, one of them, they're both kind of deli-ish things, but for whatever reason, I know I shouldn't feel this way, but if I buy hummus, I feel like I'm some sort of classy dude.
Oh, yeah, hummus oozes class.
And when you buy the olives at the deli, at the grocery store, rather than a jar or a can of olives, when you go and you get the little container and you scoop them with a spoon.
Superior olives, for sure.
It's like, I am better than all of you.
And you make a big production about it as you're scooping to make sure everybody sees.
I am scooping olives here. When you're putting them on the conveyor belt to check out, you hold it up way high so everyone around can see. These are the deli olives.
That's good. I like that. That's really good. Those are mine.
But now we're making you the star of the show. We need a phone call from you. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you find your boys and have some laughs. 303-691-1649. What do you buy? There's no reason why it should make you feel superior or classy, but it just does.
That's right.
Have some laughs with us. 303-691-1649.
It's your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
20 minutes out from the Mindbender. That'll be coming up at 7:30. We're having some laughs with you this morning over the things that you buy that kind of make you feel all superior and like you are classy AF. Lori says, we now get our milk delivered. Makes me feel very classy.
Yeah. That is such a classy, pretentious move.
Alex made me laugh. He said, I work in the city. We pay for parking. I always pay extra to be in the lot right next to my office so I don't have to walk to work. And then he added, only peasants exercise. That needs to go on the t-shirt, I think. Michelle feels all classy and superior whenever she buys her Christmas prime rib.
Oh, yeah, that big old slab of meat. Yep. Jennifer wrote in. She says, I don't want to brag, but I buy avocado oil mayonnaise. I'm so classy. That's a classy mayonnaise, you high roller. Danielle says, walking around the mall with a Nordstrom's bag, even if it's just some socks that I purchased on clearance. That's from Danielle.
That is spot on, too.
It is spot on. You're like, look where I was shopping. Ooh.
Let's go to the phones. We'll take a quick call from Sherry. Hey, Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
What makes you feel classy or superior?
something so fun and unusual. It was crumpets at Trader Joe's.
Crumpets.
Yeah, just
saying. I know. Yeah, fun.
It does make you feel kind of special, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I believe we're out of crumpets. Are we out of crumpets?
Oh, no. A friend of mine named her dog Crumpet, and I thought that was just like a
little Crumpet.
Name.
Little Crumpet sounds like a DJ name, huh?
Drop that beat, little Crumpet. Sherry, go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Polly says, when I buy wine with a cork.
Yes. No screw-off caps for her.
Yes, that's good.
Shane says, Charmin extra soft toilet paper.
Ooh, yes.
Michael lives out in the country, so he says a tractor with an air-conditioned cab.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yes.
Somebody wrote in about butter, too. Like, they knew they made it when they could buy Land O'Lakes butter versus the generic butter. It's buried in it. We're getting so many messages, that one's buried. And then along those lines, Carrie said, I feel classy when I can buy the real Oreos, not the generic Oreos. I do love this one from John. John says, I feel classy with the socks I purchased with Nike logos on them. They're just like regular socks, boys, but they have Nike logos on them. About 25% more cost, and that's from John.
Yeah, he's you're going to pay for that status symbol, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Who's going to chat with us on the phone? Kat is. Hey, Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you buy that makes you feel superior?
Fingernail polish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I have about like 40 or 50 of them, and I do a unique design on my nails. And when I do my nails up, people ask me if they're appliques. If I get them professionally done, I say no. And they say, oh, that's so unique.
What do your nails look like right now?
I do them like marbleized. Every nail looks different.
Well, why don't you do us a favor? Take the phone, take a photo, and then this same number that you called, text us the photo so we can see what your nails look like.
Yeah, I want to see them.
Okay. Will you do that?
I will.
You look so classy when you're picking your nose. Have a good day.
Thank you for being on the show, Kat. We want to see that picture. Here's Amber, who's patiently holding. Amber, what do you got that makes you feel classy?
Good morning. Only the best top shelf weed.
Pot weed?
Heck yeah. When they reach for that top shelf jar, yes.
Yeah, that's what you want. The good stuff up top, huh?
Heck yeah, all the sparkles and smells.
Yeah? What's the name of the top shelf weed? Does it have a funny name?
Oh, I mean, I'm old school. I like Golden Goat.
Golden Goat, Dom. Mm, that sounds like a classy pot weed, doesn't it?
The nose knows, man.
The
Come
nose
on.
Knows, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of our noses can smell that on you about a block away. Amber, glad you called. You have a great day. Drive carefully,
Thank
okay?
You.
Later, girl.
Awesome. You guys too.
Thanks. Peace out.
Peace out.
Chilling like a villain.
I did have a friend who honestly would buy one bottle of the top shelf booze.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it was a whiskey. And I kid you not, he would, when that got emptied, he would buy the cheaper stuff and pour it in
Smart
the
move.
Bottle
Smart
purely, move. Purely for when people came over to the house.
That's a gangsta move, Dom.
You think that's a pro tip or whatever?